Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. My name is Brooklyn Storm. I'm the host of this podcast, Private Practice with Soul. Thank you very, very much for listening to another one. And welcome, of course, to all of the new subscribers. So guess what? There's something I want to tell you. Today, I wanted to talk with you about something. I forget what it was. But as I was setting up GarageBand to record this episode for you, I had the inspiration to share with you a daily practice that I do to help build my diary. And the reason that I had this download of inspiration was because lately I've been trying to lean more into my feminine, and I've been trying more to strengthen that connection with my inner guidance or higher self or energy or source or God or whatever you like to refer to that as. And so I just asked, what does my audience really need to hear right now? And what came through was, tell them what you do in the morning. So guess what? That's what I'm going to do. And normally I would never really share this because, well, you know, it's one of my secrets. And so it's kind of a big thing to share because I'm giving away something that's pretty big to me. But I think that it's going to be really, 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 really helpful for you. So what is it and why do I do it? Okay, well, first of all, as you know, I love marrying energetics. So energy work is where we do that inner work. That's our connection with, well, as we were saying a moment ago, our inner guidance. So I love that. Energetics is also about, quantum leaping, quantum jumping, embodying that version of ourselves. It's already where we want to be. Collapsing time in a way by embodying that version of ourselves in the here and now. So that's energetics, and I really love marrying that with powerful business strategy, which, as you know now, if you've been listening for a while, it's what this show is all about, isn't it? And so anyway, as part of my process of being more intentional is my word of the month. My poor coaching clients have heard me say the word intentional so many times already, and it's only the 8th of December, but more intentional in terms of how I connect with this inner guidance. And because here's what I believe. I believe that we all already have the blueprint to our successful for us private practice within us. I believe that we already inherently know what our perfect for us practice looks like, what it feels like, how we're showing up, what we're doing, all of those sorts of things. I think sometimes ego gets in the way, and ego is not a bad thing. Ego wants us to be responsible, not take risk, play it safe, stay on the safe side of the road, all those sorts of things. But I've noticed myself over the last, say, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, being more in the masculine, like I've been organizing my business plans for next year, putting my own structures in place for my business. It's going through its own up level at the moment. So it's been a little bit of chaos, a little bit of flux. So I've been really focused on, you know, doing the steps and all of that. And so as a result, haven't been embodying that feminine energy, which is around nourishing, nurturing, building connections, relationships, being creative, problem solving, stories, dance, movement, connecting with the earth, connecting with the mother archetype, all those sorts of beautiful, beautiful things. And so what I became aware of lately was that a lot of men and women in private practice are getting a bit nervous about, well, we're coming into holiday season, aren't we? It's going to be Christmas. And there seems to be a mindset that, you know, everything's going to shut down and, you know, it's going to be like, in my mind, kind of Armageddon-esque, in that, you know, the way people are talking about what's going to happen to private practice over the Christmas holidays evokes an image in my mind of, you know, like desert scenes with tumbleweed just kind of rolling down the main drag of of little suburban towns. And you know what? It doesn't have to be like that. But, you know, I understand why you think it's going to be like that, and you think that you're not going to have referrals, and you think that you know the bottom line's going to take a hit, and you hear that all the time in so many of the groups that we're in. But you have to remember that you're hearing that because those people didn't know how to keep their diaries going and they didn't know how to generate turnover for their business. And so their experience was, because of their, I want to say ignorance, but I don't mean it like that, because they didn't have that knowledge, that was absolutely their experience. It was down tools for 4 weeks or 6 weeks or the duration of the school holidays, and they weren't generating turnover. They were eating into their savings, if they'd even, you know, put business savings aside, and it was really horrible, and it can be really horrible for them. And I don't want it to be horrible for you. So I want to share with you what I do to keep myself going over what other practices find to be quiet periods, because I want you to experience calm and confidence, especially in the silly season. So anyway, one of the things that I do every morning is, I was going to say it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. You can't see me and you guys are into this anyway, so it's fine. Okay, so what I do is, before I even turn on the computer, I sit down in front of it at my desk, and I have my candle going. I got my crystals around me. That's all good. But what I do is, I think about my first client, and I put my hands in front of me, and I just rub my hands together. And I just allow myself to feel the friction of my hands rubbing. Now, when you do that, you can tell that your hands are connected to your heart chakra. So your heart chakra, as I understand, sits, you know, a few inches out from your actual body. So it sits in front of your body. And it's kind of like its own little vortex that spins around and things like that. And anyway, it's a really, really beautiful chakra to connect to. And you just naturally connect to it. Your hands, especially when they're rubbing like that, become an extension of your heart chakra. And so what I do is I just rub my hands together gently, allowing that friction to develop. And then when I'm ready and I feel connected, what I do then is I stop rubbing my hands and I slowly, gently start to pull them apart in such a way that if I slowly start to bring them together again, I could feel the energy. You know, and so I gently open my hands and slowly, I open my hands up, not until they're completely out by my sides, but just until it's comfortable for me not to open them up anymore. And I like to imagine that when I do that, I'm opening my heart chakra. And by opening my heart chakra, it makes it easy for my client to connect in with my energy, and it makes it easy for me to connect in with my client, because I want to approach that interaction from a place of love. And so I do this every single morning, and where I can, I do it in between my clients. I do it before I get on complimentary calls with clients, because I want to be in service, but in a way that is their highest need. You know, I take myself out of the equation. I just trust that I'm going to intuitively know exactly what this person needs, exactly how they need to hear it. And I allow myself to, deliver whatever it is that comes through me at that time. So when I'm working with them on a call or in a session, I'm not thinking about the outcome. I'm not thinking about money. I'm not thinking about closing sales or enrollments or anything like that. I'm not thinking about my side of things. I am showing up 100% focused on the outcome that my client wants to achieve from our time together. And I'll always ask my clients that at the start of our sessions, you know, let's set an intention. What would you really like to leave this session better for, or knowing that you don't know now, or feeling that you don't feel now, or whatever it is. So that's the first thing that I do. Now, I believe that this energetic work is really, really important because it also helps me get out of my own head and it helps me stay grounded. Okay. It's also lovely for my client to be held and received from that space of love. I hope. I hope they'd say that. Now, the next thing that I do before I turn on my computer is I have my little Remarkable. So for those of you who don't know what a Remarkable is, it's kind of the same size as an iPad, I guess, but it doesn't have Google or Facebook or any, so you can't really get distracted. I see it as like this continuous ream of paper. You can just write on it and you can save your notes and you just upload them to your cloud or upload them to Haluxy or Clinico or what Power Diary, whatever you're using, and stuff like that. So we do all of that. And I grab my Remarkable and I just ask myself while I'm all nice and calm after doing that ritual there, I'll ask myself, what are three things I can do to support my clients today? What are three things I can do to support my clients today? And when I say clients, for me, I'm talking about my perfect for me clients who are out there in the wings who I haven't even met yet, as well as existing clients, as well as people that I worked with last year or the year before or who have finished a program with me. They're all clients to me. They're all in that same energy. And so I will allow myself to sit for a moment and wait to hear what that inner knowing says. And so it might say, share a post. It might say, invite them to do something. It might say, send an email. Like this happened the other day. I sent a random email out to my list about a tool that I use to help with my visibility that's really easy to use and that's free. So I sent that out and it was really lovely to get some responses back and be tagged in people's Instagram once they had created it for themselves. It was really, really nice. But that came through from the guidance. And so what I find is that when I can do that energetic work and ask what are the three things that they need right now or they need to hear or, well, that's usually what I ask myself, but it could be anything. When I allow myself to receive that guidance and then implement it, then that's when referrals flow to me so easily. And even without me being in front of the computer, without me actually doing anything. So this morning, for example, when I checked in, so I did my ritual and then I went to the Remarkable. I asked what three things my audience needed to hear today. I sent out a post. I put that all over my social and that came from that guidance that I received. Okay. And then there was another lady that I spoke to today who I knew that I was speaking to today, but I wasn't sure because she wasn't clear about what she was needing guidance on. So I had that clarity coming through of how I could support her in getting the guidance. So we did that. She ended up enrolling in coaching. And then what was the third thing that I did? Oh, the third thing that I did was I updated my workflows in MailChimp, which normally is a pain in the butt to do. But, you know, when you're in flow and when you've got the inspiration, everything just happens really quickly. And it took me like 5 minutes. I made two workbooks. Thank you very much, Canva. I made two workbooks, popped them up in Dropbox, and then sent out links to everybody saying, here are the two workbooks. So that was just an example. And as a result of that, oh, and so I did all of that That took me about half an hour this morning from ritual to doing those three things. And then I started work at 9 o'clock and saw clients. And then when I stopped at 12 o'clock for lunch, so I have lunch from 12 to 1, I had three people enroll in mentoring. So this is how it goes. If you just can do that energetic work, and not only receive the guidance, but actually implement it, you can trust that things are going to work out for you. I believe that, your higher self always knows what's best for you and what's in your highest good. And you might not always listen to the guidance that comes through. I mean, you'll receive it and you'll write it in your journal, but you're not going to act on it. So what I'm saying is I want you to start taking those steps to act on it. So if you're struggling with referrals right now, maybe ask for guidance about your referrals. You know, what do my clients need to hear from me in order to book in with me? That could be a good one. And just see what that guidance is. And you don't always have to have three steps. It might just be one thing that you can do today that's going to speak to that one person who's waiting for you to show up so that he or she can, or they can book in. Okay. I know, it's so much fun. I can't believe, like I was saying to one of my clients this morning, I can't believe we get to do this. I say it to her every single time. And the other thing that I said to somebody else today was, she's just kicking some huge goals with her practice in the coaching. And she was saying things to me like, oh, my diary's full and this all feels easy and stuff like that. And I was just grinning from ear to ear. Like, she's just doing so, 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 so well. She tracks all her KPIs and we talk about those. And it's just inspirational what she's doing. But I said to her today after our session, I'm just so humbled that I get to work with her. It's just so humbling. And then I said to her, even though I don't look humble because I'm so full of energy when I come to our sessions, because I'm just so lit up. I'm so excited to see her. I'm so excited to hear about her success. I see her potential. I know where her practice is heading. And it's just like, it's just an hour of joy to work with her. So I'm never sort of in the space of being demure and humble. And luckily she said to me, that's all right. I understand. I know that you are. And it just felt so good to be able to have that understanding. And, I just think it's beautiful to be, a witness to people's journeys. That's a big part of why I do this. But anyway, so this morning after I did my three steps, I have new people booking in for these complimentary calls now so that they can get some support too. And if you would like to do that, hit pause on this recording and scroll down. You'll see the link to my diary in the show notes, and you're invited to come and have a quick chat to me too. It's not a sales call or anything like that. I promise you, you're not going to get sold anything. But it's really just an opportunity for you to get some help, especially with next year on the horizon, especially if you don't have a marketing plan or your business plan, or you're just kind of winging it and you want some guidance around that. I would much rather you feel calm and confident than chaotic moving into the new year. Okay. So if you like help, let me know. I'm all yours for that. And if you want some support to creating rituals and energetic practices that can help you connect in with the energy of your business, so that you can achieve success, whatever that looks like for you, working less or making more or helping more or more time at home with loved ones or whatever it is, let me know, because we can absolutely do that for you too. Okay. So the takeaways today: go away and create a ritual for yourself, or borrow my ritual. I don't mind. So just to recap, all I do is I just calm down. I don't do big deep breaths or anything. I just calm down. I get settled. I close my eyes. I rub my hands together in front of my heart. I do that until I just intuitively feel it's the right time to stop rubbing them together. And then I just gently, slowly pull them apart, almost as if I can feel, not tension, but I can feel an energy between them. So I pull them apart quite slowly, tuning into that energy. And then I just open them wider and wider and wider until it feels like that's wide enough. Okay. And I just allow myself to sit there for a second and just really appreciate all of the good that I've got in my life, to open my heart chakra, to be open for my clients that day, to approach them from a place of love and compassion and kindness, and to be open to receiving their love and compassion and kindness, because, you know, there's flow, isn't there? There's an energy exchange between both of us. And then after that, I give gratitude, and then I go over to my remarkable and I ask for that inner guidance to come through about what I need to do today to achieve my goal, right? And I do it as if that goal's already happened. So let's imagine I'm in private practice and I'm just starting and I want to get a new referral by 5 o'clock. So I'm just going to imagine that that's already happened. And I'm going to ask myself, you know, how did I do this? What action did I take? You know, or this is my intention. This is what I want to manifest today. I'm putting it out there to the universe. I'm trusting that it's going to happen. But what's my role in this? What does the universe also need me to do today to help make this happen? And I just see what comes through and I take action on that before I start my day. Just get it done. Because if you wait for, you know, after hours, or if you wait for tonight or something like that, something will always come up and it's never going to be a priority, and you're probably not going to be in the right headspace or soul space to do it. So just do it first thing in the morning. As I said, it takes me about half an hour, but it doesn't need to take that for you. It might only take you 10 minutes. Okay. So let me know how you go, and good luck with manifesting some more referrals for your beautiful soul-led practice this year. I look forward to speaking to those of you who've booked the complimentary calls. And yeah, have a beautiful Wednesday, everyone. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.